You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The world of aviation has been going through some interesting challenges of late, particularly some centered around the developments in the Middle East that have created operational challenges such as fuel shortages in all of the aviation sector. But alongside that, there's been a need to update and upgrade the infrastructure that we have in some of these areas. We've taken a look at this in the past where it relates to the likes of ATNS and the aviation navigation systems. We're going to be taking a look at another area that needs to be addressed from an aviation perspective and what needs to be done there. I'm joined on the line by our resident aviation expert and managing director at Plane Talking, Lyndon Burns, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Lyndon, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The current conversations and the current landscape in aviation, take us through where we sit at the moment, particularly in Africa and in South Africa. I imagine that some of the challenges that the aviation space faces on the African continent might not be the same necessarily as other parts of the world.
So let's give you a quick global picture and then we'll put, because that'll give us some good context for Africa. So we've just had the latest revised outlook for 2026 from the International Air Transport Association. This came out over the weekend, and they're expecting the net profit margins for the entire industry will be halved this year, coming down from about 4% to 2%. It's already lower than, you know, last year it was at 4.2%, and they're expecting net profits per passenger transported to be around $4.50. which is half of what they did last year, which was $9.10. Now, I think most African airlines would be smiling if they were looking at 2% profit margin, and if they were looking at a profit margin per passenger of $4.50. In Africa, we're looking at a net profit margin for the entire industry in the continent of 0.2% and a profit per passenger of 40 US cents. So that, you know, it's a huge, huge drop. And what does that reflect? We've got not just thin margins and low profitability, but we've got the highest unit costs in the world in Africa, double the industry average. A lot of that is to do with fuel, but also to do with perceived risk and the association of, you know, of what that means in terms of finance and insurance. But we're also in a market where, and certainly in a place like South Africa, airlines are generating revenue largely in rand, but incurring their costs in dollars. And every time there's a negative movement and the rand devalues or loses ground, that gap between the two widens and it becomes a bigger challenge for airlines to cover. And typically items including your aircraft, or if you're not purchasing your aircraft, your lease costs, financing, your insurance, your fuel, your spare parts, all of those are incurred in dollars. And if you're operating anywhere else in the region, a lot of countries around us will charge you for fuel in US dollars, not in Zimbabwe dollars, for example. So we've got that. Then we've got a global supply chain crisis, which is affecting all airlines around the world. There's a huge shortage of new engines. It's delaying the delivery of new aircraft. It means airlines that have got aircraft at the moment are keeping them in service for longer, having to spend more money on maintaining older aeroplanes that are less fuel efficient. So the average fleet age is getting older. And in Africa, where we've traditionally relied on acquiring aircraft that were perhaps pre-owned, that might be 6 or 7 years old, and getting those in the lease markets, we're now right at the back of the queue. And it's become very tough for a lot of airlines to get their hands on more modern equipment. So again, that pushes up their operating cost. There are some airlines that have been successful, but those are airlines that are largely privately owned and that have got strong balance sheets. Then we're dealing with a small market, lower demand in absolute terms, and it's a fragmented market. And why is it a small market? A lot of people ask the question, well, you know, Africa is going to represent a quarter of the global populace by the end of the century. And why do we only represent 2% of the total global market share for air travel? And it's a very valid question, but the answer lies in the low per capita income we have across the continent, the low propensity of most people to travel by air. And, you know, in the words of our own transport minister when she was talking in Parliament the other day, air travel is a middle class travel choice, she described it as, which I think is a problematic definition, but that's obviously her perception. So if we want to address this and we want to increase that demand, increase that volume and grow the industry, we need to raise that per capita income, improve that propensity to fly. And that requires far more aggressive economic policy and action on the part of governments. You know, we're seeing it in our own country. All of these things are intertwined. Unemployment, the tensions about immigration, these all interplay with each other, and they all impact on tourism, they impact on trade, on investment within the continent. We talk the big talk about Africa Continental Free Trade Area and the Single Africa Air Transport Market. 10 minutes ago, I was just talking to an advisor for one of the big global aircraft manufacturers who was asking me, well, you know, what is this that we're hearing about tensions between Nigeria and South Africa? And how's that going to play out on the industry? And, again, this is just to show you how nothing is isolated. All these things interplay with each other.
Lyndon, I want to get your thoughts on how we improve the conditions in the aviation space. It's clear that the cost of aviation is not going to get cheaper anytime soon. It's clear that the demands that are being placed on the aviation sector are not likely to let up anytime soon. But it is also clear that we cannot have a situation where we don't have an aviation industry in South Africa and on the African continent simply because we haven't found solutions here. How do we fix this problem?
So the obvious solution, the first one to look at, is lowering the costs. So where are those costs? Airlines can only lower costs to a certain extent, but if you looked at the breakdown of your ticket, your airfare is a certain amount, and then you can probably add a third to, if not another 50% on top of that, in terms of all the charges and taxes that get applied to your air ticket, which are statutory charges in various countries. So, you know, let's look at those. Are we getting good value for money out of those? You know, are the organizations that are applying those taxes and charges, are they being as efficient as they should be? Whether it's your air traffic navigation service, which, you know, it has a shortage of resources, and therefore we see congestion in the sky instead of smooth flow of traffic. We see queues of aircraft on the ground with their engines burning fuel at 2,000 rand a minute of fuel consumption, or in the sky sitting in holding patterns because there aren't enough air traffic controllers or because flight procedures haven't been maintained by the relevant authorities. So are we getting all of those benefits? And I think all of those different role players in the value chain need to take a long, hard look at themselves and say, what can we be doing better to reduce our costs? How could we be more efficient as well? Because airlines, as I said, you know, they can do as much as they can, but they're not the only piece in that equation. And I think that's really, you know, the biggest pain point. Then you've got some countries in the region like Zimbabwe, Angola, Mozambique, which are making it incredibly difficult for airlines to fly into those countries because they're preventing airlines from taking their revenue out of the country in hard currency. So if you're a South African-based carrier and you're operating flights in Mozambique, you really struggle to get your revenue from your sales out of that country because they have a shortage of forex reserves in those countries. So they're stopping multinationals taking their money out. That's also a big hindrance because if airlines can't access their revenue, they can't cover their costs. And then the obvious choice is stop flying or stop flying to those markets. So you've got a whole lot of moving parts. Safety is another big one. You know, Africa still has the highest accident rate in the world. It's improved significantly over the last 20 years. It's a remarkable improvement, but there's still a lot of room for improvement. A lot of that is down to the way in which incidents are reported, investigated. There are a lot of issues in that in terms of the quality of work, because accident and incident investigations are all about learning and being able to tell industry and operators, right, you know, to avoid a similar incident from happening, this is what you need to do, or this is what we need to do, what we have to put in place. But if the reporting is not good, or it's not timeous, or it's poorly written, you know, then that becomes valueless, and we end up still with a high accident rate and a poor safety record. So those are crucial things. And a lot of get, again, I come back to the other issue, which is around the perceived risk profile of African airlines. and of African governments, frankly. You know, we need to be doing a lot more work to promote ourselves as sophisticated, dynamic, agile, smart, you know, good, reliable operators and regulators as well.
Lots needs to be done if we are to get the aviation sector on the African continent to be globally competitive, and this comes ahead of the Avia Dev 2026 conference taking place in Botswana from tomorrow. Lyndon Burns, Managing Director at Plane Talking, joining us from the conference to share his thoughts on how it is that we get Africa's aviation sector back on the right track.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.